Hi, Woody, Andy here again. Well, November is a bit of a strange month in the sort of world of social media, social networking or whatever. I'll explain what I mean. November seems to be the month when a whole month of activities seems to take place, because this month, November, is novel writing month or something. I can't remember the exact term for it, but the idea is that you get down there and you try and write a novel within 30 days, within the month of November. There's always other things going on. Here on Audioboo, there's something called NAD. I've written this down. Narpod Pomo. Yeah, try saying that after a few drinks. Which apparently means National Podcast Post Month. Now, I think this is something that's happened before. And the idea is, obviously, that you, for every day within November, you post an audiobook. I've done this type of thing before, having been involved with YouTube and making video blogs, vlogs on YouTube for over 4 years now. I've done that several times, not necessarily for a whole month, but there's always something going on, or there always seems to be. Periodically, someone will come on, oh, we'll do this, we're going to do a video every day for a week, a video every day for a month, a video every day forever, I seem to remember someone saying at one time. And these are fads, these are things that come along. As I said, I've participated in these to an extent myself, usually no more than about a week at a time. And yes, I've quite enjoyed doing it, because I enjoy getting my thoughts and ideas, etc., out there. But ultimately, I always find that these type of things are a waste of time. Writing a novel in 30 days, then that could be something worth going for, because, you know, I heard an article on the radio the other day between two particular authors, and they said, well, why not give it a go? It would encourage people to try to write, because you never know, you might have that gift. And that is the only redeeming feature that I can see for any of these podcasting, you know, every day for a month, or vlogging or blogging every day for a month. Because ultimately, when it comes down to putting your thoughts out there like this, you need something to talk about, you need something to write about, you need something to be able to record it onto video. And if you haven't got a topic to talk about, or anything in particular to talk about, or write about, etc., then it's going to bore people, to be perfectly honest. Get down to it. I've already heard a couple of things, audio booths. I've been scouring around after this sort of Narpod Pomo idea. I kept seeing hashtags for it on Twitter, etc., and I listened to quite a few, and there's been a couple that I've heard, and people really haven't got anything to say. They're thinking, right, I've got to do this now every day this month, and we're only November the 5th already, and they're already, people are running out of topics. I've always said this: if you've got nothing to say, say nothing. It's good if you need a topic. That's what I thought. I was thinking about, well, maybe I can give this a go, although I've already missed out on a couple of days already. I thought, I quite like the idea. But then you think, well, it's pointless in some ways. The only good thing I can think about it is it gets people to actually do it. It encourages people to actually try making audio boos, or writing a blog, or writing a novel, or recording vlogs as well for YouTube on video or whatever. If it encourages a few people to actually try it out and think, well, I'll give that a little go, and you never know, you might catch the bug, find out you're good at it, you enjoy it, you get the feedback, etc., you discover a community amongst whatever site you're on, that is good. But if you're already there and you're thinking, oh, right, what am I going to talk about tomorrow? And you end up producing X amount of blogs, vlogs, boos, whatever it might be, that really aren't worth it, because the content within them isn't worth it, then ultimately I think that's a bit of a waste of time. A personal point of view, yes, I know that might upset a few people who are now doing this whole podcasting for a month business, and they're thinking, right, now I've got to find 30, 31 days, however many there are in November, and they've got to find something to talk about. Fine, if you've got something, there's always, in my opinion, there's always something to talk about. But maybe that's just the way that I am. Not everybody will find that particular topic interesting. You might not find the topics that I talk about interesting. That's the nature of what we do here. But there you go. So my thoughts, by all means, give this podcasting, blogging, vlogging, whatever it is, or novel writing idea a go. But don't feel compelled that you've got to do something. Ultimately, this should be enjoyable. We're all here for a bit of fun. And if you think, oh, no, I can't leave it today because I haven't done an audio boo, it doesn't matter. you know, it's better, and make an audio about that if you feel like it. So, look, I don't really know what to do. I'm going to give the, yes, I've tried it, but I'm ultimately, I think I'm just going to turn around and say, no, I'll just do it when I feel like it. When I've got something to talk about, then I'll do my audio book, my blog, my vlog, or whatever, and I'm sure people respect you far more for it, even if you do miss a few days. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.